This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I want to begin with you a study of a very important passage from the first chapter of the book of Philippians as written by the Apostle Paul in the New Testament. Let's read this passage together, beginning with verse 19 through verse 26. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I know not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you, all for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. Now there's the reading of the context in which the passage that we're going to study in detail occurs. And that's in verse 21, where Paul says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." You know, each of us is on, as it might be termed, the wheel of time. We are all heading steadily toward death. Each one of us faces life, but we also face death. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. Hebrews 9:27. I wonder today if we might not ask ourselves the question, what is it to me to live? What is it to you to live? Is it money? Is that the biggest and most important thing in your life? Is that what your life centers about? Is that your great aim and ambition? Is it lust? Is it pleasures of the flesh? Is it power? Is it fame and fortune? The Apostle Paul, as he wrote these words, faced a dilemma. He pointed out that to live on here on earth would be good. It was sweet to live because there are so many wonderful advantages to living on earth. But he also faced the fact of dying and said, in effect, that it would be sweet to die because he could depart and be with the Lord. And all the trials and tribulations of earth would be over. While it's true there are many wonderful joys of earth, there are also dangers and tribulations and adversities of various kinds. And when one dies, he is beyond that if he is a child of God. If he is a child of God, then it will be great and wonderful in eternity. So Paul faced this dilemma. He said, I'm in a strait betwixt the two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. In other words, he's saying, personally, I would like to depart and be with Christ, that this life would be over and I could be with him in the wonderful joys of eternity. But on the other hand, for your benefit, I am willing to stay and to help you. Now, why is this the case? Because life can involve suffering. It can involve disease, poverty, loss of friends, loss of loved ones, betrayal by friends, betrayal by loved ones. But even so, life can be great. It can be great because of your family. Think of the deep and abiding love which some husbands and wives have for each other. It can be great because of friends, friendships that we have. Not only family, those who are of our own flesh and blood, but because of our friends and because of our brothers and sisters in Christ. It's great and can be great because we can serve Christ, because we can serve him by serving others, and because we can even suffer for him. Now, what does it mean to say, "For to me to live is Christ"? To be able to say that and to say it truthfully, there are a number of things that one must be able to say. And we'll not have time to discuss them today, but just to mention a few of them. It means that you must be able to say that Christ is the king of your life, he's the realm of your life, he's the clothing of your life, the activity of your life, the message of your life, and so on. Our time is gone for today, but I hope you'll be with us tomorrow when we continue our study of the great topic, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain."